you've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I was in Las Vegas at the Pac-12's After Hours Media Day event. I got a chance to talk with Jaden Robinson just briefly. I went over to, he was standing alongside a teammate, and you know, I introduced myself to him, and you know, obviously I've watched him play for a while, but I introduced myself and I said, I'd love to have you on the show more frequently this football season. I don't even know if he remembers the conversation, but with this show now airing statewide across multiple affiliates, and here comes Jaden Robinson. I made good on that. Jaden Robinson, how are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. It's nice to be here. How you doing?
Doing well. Love to have you on throughout the season. I think it'd be fun to kind of keep tabs with you. You're a wonderful story, man. You got up on that stage in Vegas, and you talked pretty candidly about your journey, and I was really impressed with that. I don't think that's easy to be up on a stage like that and talking about, you know, being a kid and being on a bus and not knowing what was going to happen to you. Is that a story that you have shared a lot, or, you know, because I do think there's value in talking about it in that, you know, other people can who may be in that position now will know, hey, look, you know, here's a guy who got to a great position. But, you know, how was that difficult for you to get up and talk about it, or do you like to sort of share that story?
No, I do kind of like talking about it and letting people know, like, my story and where I came from. I've talked about it before. I think I had a interview in high school about it towards the end of my senior year. I was getting all these awards and stuff, and I got somebody was interviewing me about my senior year, and then they asked me a question like, how did I get here? Like, why'd you end up at this school technically? So I ended up just telling them that story and letting them know how I was raised, where I came from, my story getting here, getting to this position, where I am now. So yeah, I've talked about it a couple times, just once or twice before, but mostly mainly in front of like a crowd like I did was at the Pac-12 Media Day.
I was blown away, man. And I think, you know, I left there going, I want to know more about this kid. And for our listeners who haven't heard it, you know, the story goes, you know, you obviously went to high school in the Seattle area, but how did you get to Seattle?
My mom, like from the store part, or just
let's back all the way up to the store, and you know, there was an incident and you got in some trouble and your mom basically said, we're getting out of here. And where were you and where did she take you?
We were in Oakland, California. She was like, hey, I don't think this is the best spot to raise my two kids, so we're going to hop on this Greyhound and get on this Amtrak and head to Washington. Don't know, never heard of Washington. Don't know what that is. Ended up in Seattle and then ended up at a shelter, and that was just kind of how we got there.
When you are in that position and you're a kid, I can't imagine, you know, you're with your mom, and you know what wisdom your mom had to get you out of that situation and get you into a good situation. You look back now, like, that took a lot of courage by your mom, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it definitely did. To be who she was at the time, no job, just being a mom, and then going to take us somewhere else and start a whole new life with no money, not really, no real opportunity. You know, I was real brave and courageous of her to do, you know, as a mom, being a single parent. So I commend her for that, and I respect her through everything for that, and I thank her for that.
Jaden Robinson is with us. How long were you at the shelter?
Three, four months.
It feel like a long time, or did it, when you look back now, was it a blur?
Thinking about it now, it was more of a blur, but it was definitely something like I didn't know what was going on at the time. So yeah. I was just kind of going with the flow, like just making sure my brother was okay at the time and just doing what I could to be the best big brother, best son I could.
It worked out. You are now at Oregon State. You are obviously, you've been through some injuries. You've been through other stuff, multiple camps for you. But, you know, here you are, college educated, in a position to to make good on the rest of your life. I want to talk about what you want to do after football, but let's talk a little bit about what's happening with football. How has camp been for Jaden Robinson?
Camp has been a learning experience, as well as a polishing experience. I'm learning other positions. I know other positions, but I'm putting myself in those positions. I'm playing nickel. I'm playing safety. The polished part of it, I'm polishing my technique. I'm polishing my craft, perfecting it to the best it could be for getting ready for season, getting ready to be at the next level, just treating everything as a professional in that order.
When you're learning new positions, and you've got Craig Hayward as a defensive coordinator now in the room, what has he brought? You know, I've been around him as a media member, but you're playing for him now.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely brought a different tone to practice, you know. Going from Bray to Hayward is a little different. You know, Bray's more hands-on. He runs to the ball. You know, not saying Hayward's a little laid back, but, you know, he still gets on people when he needs to get on people. But, you know, he's not running to the ball like we're running to the ball or Bray was running to the ball. But, you know, he brings good things to the defense. You know, his attitude, his everyday demeanor, you know, like he's on it. He's taking the job by storm. So
you've got Trent Bray, your D coordinator, now as head coach. You're real familiar with him, and, you know, kids like Jaden Grant, I should say kids, he's a grown-up. Jaden Grant, you know, have talked on this show about Trent Bray and said how good they think he'll be as a head coach. What has Coach Bray been like in that transition?
You know, I think Bray has grabbed it by the hand. You know, I think he's fully indulged in it, fully engaged in it. Not much has changed, really. You know, he's still him. He's still running to the ball during practice. He's still overemphasizing a lot of things that's going to make us great, like running to the ball, effort, tackling, like pursuit angles, like just everything that's little that you need to be meticulous about to be great. He's still making that the big emphasis of everything. So him taking the head job, I think he's doing a good job right now.
It's early in camp, but help us out. You've played a little bit on opposite the offense. What does that offense look like right now, particularly the quarterbacks?
I think the offense is good. You know, QBs are rotating right now, but I think all of our QBs look great. I think our line looks solid. Our receivers look solid. You know, I think it's just putting everything together that's going to be ready for season. That's really the big thing, is making sure everything is moving as one piece. Everybody's on the same accord going into the season, which is what camp is for, ultimately. So everybody's still polishing each other. Iron sharpens iron. So that's the big deal right now with offense and defense.
Jaden Robinson with us, Oregon State defensive back. In high school, you took a leadership role in your late years there. Obviously, your senior season, you were all league, both as a receiver and a defensive back. You were all Seattle Times, all area team, second team, all state player. You're a real leader there. You're now in that position at Oregon State, and part of that is, you know, you're a senior, redshirt senior, but part of it is there's been some guys who have left. And how has that been for you to slide into that role and maybe be a little more vocal?
You know, I'm a vocal guy, but, you know, as far as leadership, it hasn't been my main mantra of just me as a person. So taking on that whole new role, kind of like the Jaden Grant role, it's new. It's a little challenging, especially when you have a lot of young dudes on the team, you know, who haven't been through the fire, who don't got those battle wounds, you know, who haven't been scarred yet. So, you know, I'm just in this role now, like, you know, like, I'm really grateful that I had Jaden Grant in my team, in my life at the time he was here. You know, but as far as, you know, just stepping into that role as a team, like, I'm really happy about it, and I'm still embracing it. I'm still making strides to be where Jay Grant was. But as far as the camp is going so far, you know, I think I've stepped into the role better and great.
You now obviously have been at Oregon State a while. You're majoring in sociology. You know, what do you want to do with that? Let's say after football, after your playing career. What are Jaden Robinson's goals?
Well, I mean, I majored in media and communications and sociology. I'm working on my Spanish minor, and I have another minor. I just forgot what it was. But what I want to do with that, I either want to help special needs people or group of people, or I get into coaching. It's not my first go-to right away after I get done playing, but I'm definitely looking into it. I don't know if I want to coach collegiate sports or high school sports, but one of the two. But that's kind of where my head's at right now so far. But right now, like, I'm just trying to work on perfecting my craft and being available and being ready to go to that next level.
You know, our nonprofit sponsors a summer camp, runs a summer camp every year called Camp Exceptional. It's for special needs kids and typical kids. We'd love to have you out, have you come down and check that out and get your eyes on it, because I think, you know, it speaks to your heart. Where did you find that love? Because that's an incredible amount of patience if you're working with special needs kids.
When I first got to Washington, we stayed in the shelter, then we moved to these apartments in Federal Way, and I was just, like, meeting new kids over there. I had a best friend. He was he had, like, ADHD, or I'm not sure which one it was, but he ended up passing during season one year, and then I had another friend who was, he was older. He was an adult, but he was special needs. And some other kids were kind of bullying him because he was hanging out with kids and he wasn't a kid. So I didn't really like that. And I was kind of feeling bad, like, why are we treating him the way we're treating him? And I just always had, like, a soft place in my heart for that. So, like, I like to help people of that nature and help them feel like how I feel every day. You know, like, you're no different than anybody else. That's just kind of like, you know, you treat everybody the same as you want to be treated. You just don't treat nobody different just because they are different, you know. So that was my whole thing with working with special people. So
your mom has to be so proud of you. You know, what does she think of all the education? You're talking about majors and minors, and I have to think the sacrifices she made and the decision she made all those years ago, that she feels really validated by that.
She loves it. She's happy. She's happy that she has two sons who graduated college. One's still in college, and I graduated. So she thinks she did her job. Now I just got to let her sit on whatever she built for us, which is where I need to take my game to this year.
You are easy to root for, Jaden Robinson. We'll get you back on, man. I appreciate you joining us and sharing your story. I'm sure there's people out there listening that may be struggling, or there may be a single parent out there listening to this interview and hearing, you know, you talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. It really can help somebody. So, Jaden, thank you for doing that, and we'll catch up with you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm down. I can't wait to come back.
All right. You bet. Jaden Robinson, there he goes. I love it. I love his heart. You can hear his heart. Steven, you can hear his heart.
Easy guy to root for. I mean, you just listen to that guy. You go read up on his story, and he's just so genuine and so nice. Yeah, it's you can hear it. You can hear the smile in his face when he's talking about, you know, kids and wanting to work with you and stuff like that. Like, it's great.
I love it. And his mom has to be so proud of that. I hope she hears that interview, because you talk about, you know, when he told the story in Vegas, he said, you know, everybody thought about him as a kid that was highly successful in Seattle and, you know, at a high school in Washington. But nobody knew about the Greyhound bus. And, you know, it was a situation where I think he was in a convenience store with some friends and a bad decision was made. There may have been some shoplifting involved and the kids got in trouble. And his mom saw that then and went, okay, I don't like the influences. I don't like the area we're in. Something bad's going to happen to my kids, or my kids are going to get caught up in something bad. I need to remove them from the situation. And she did that without a job, without a safety net, without money for a down payment for an apartment. And they got on a Greyhound bus, and then they rode an Amtrak, and they went to Seattle, and they found themselves in a shelter. And you heard Jaden talk about that, being in a shelter at that young age, you know, with a little brother in a big city. And for those of us out there that have never lived in a shelter, who maybe have walked by one or driven by one, you know you drive by or you walk by and you think something of the people that are living there. Maybe you think, oh, there's mental illness or there's addiction in there, or, and there probably is. But in some corner of that shelter, there may be a family like Jaden Robinson's family who's just trying to get their feet underneath them. And credit to his mother who did that. And look at him now. He's got so many minors, he's forgotten what his minors are. Spanish minor, something else. You know, seventh fall camp for Jaden Robinson. They need a guy like that in that defensive backfield, and he's learning all the positions. So it'll be interesting to see where he plays and how they look. I want you to leave it here. Our big splash coming up.